the rest of the story. Sam and Cal were rich. Dusty, grubby, penniless prospectors one minute, millionaires the next. This was the Nevada Territory of 130 years ago, the so-called Wild West vein near Aurora. Tons of gold, but you had to know where to look. And Sam and Cal knew right where to look. The town of Aurora was hardly such a place. Bunch of sticks huddled against one another in the middle of a dry waste. Enough sticks to make a couple of streets, however. The tiny, ready-to-topple cabin that Sam and Cal shared was on Pine Street. I mention that cabin because it played a very important role in the lives of these two eager and hopeful men. And stranger still, neither was around to see it happen. And you don't need to know what that means, because now you're going to learn the rest of the story. Let's start with the discovery. Prospector Cal barged into the little cabin on Pine Street one afternoon. Breathless, he told Sam about the hidden ledge on the property they'd been working. No question about it, it was gold, and they were rich. Well, there was a lot of hollering and hat-waving for a few minutes, and then the two men settled down and decided what must now be done. They must record their claim immediately, and then over the next 10 days, they must start digging. It was the law in that district. All claimants must do a fair and reasonable amount of work on their new property within 10 days of its location. That's important to remember. Anyhow, by 10 that night, the claim was on the books. By 10 the next morning, the news was all over town that Sam and Cal were rich. Now, I want you to picture that little cabin on Pine Street, Sam and Cal's cabin. I want you to picture it empty. I want you to see a hand-scrawled note on the table, Sam's handwriting. The note says that Sam had been called out to Nine Mile Ranch to the bedside of Captain John Nye, who had fallen seriously ill. And more important still, Sam's note is reminding Cal to be sure to go out and work their claim during the next week and a half. Now, one more thing in that empty cabin. Another handwritten note. This one from Cal, and it's lying on the floor. It's where it is because Cal, on his way to another prospect in Mono Lake and in a hurry, had tossed it through a broken window pane. And that note says, don't fail to do the work before 10 days expire, because I won't be here and somebody'll have to, so... Neither did. Nobody did the work, and the land reverted to public domain. And other men with less on their minds promptly claimed it. And soon that same land was worth millions. So Sam and Cal were millionaires for 10 days, and then paupers again. Whatever happened to Cal Higby after that, nobody knows for sure. I certainly don't. But Sam, I know about him. He fretted a little. He fretted a lot, in fact. And then he shook the gold dust out of his shoes, and he decided to pursue an honest living as a writer. I keep pondering this story again and again and again, imagining how different things might have been if he had been able to hang on to his riches that day. But because he couldn't, he had to start writing for a living. And the prospector Sam Clemens became the writer Mark Twain. And now you know the rest of the story.